The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Sounds good to me. How does your sound?
It's you know what I think it is? I think like I'm in a good mood and I'm like excited to do the podcast. And then you start doing testing 1, 2, 3. I don't know why. It just puts me in a bad mood. And then I'm like, I was just ready to be like, shut up. 1 second in.
I'm always ready to tell you to shut up. But I don't understand why you
just
would
when
get...
we're walking around, like not on the podcast. Do you just want to tell me to shut up all the time? Just be honest.
Well, not
this
all
is a
the
safe
time.
Space for you.
Not all the time. I just like to point out your stupidity. Like last night when you're...
This story is irregular.
What do you mean it's irregular? So is my
you
bowel
movements.
You can't
explain it, and it's just one of those like...
Why do you have scratches on your neck?
Don't.
Look, right there. Was it a dog?
I was just scratching my neck. But I have itches all over me.
It's not like scratches. It's like, let me see. Go like that. It's like dog scratch.
Well, it's not.
You've been fighting with a dog?
Can we carry on, please?
All right, let's get started. I don't even want to say that. We got a new sofa bed. It's pretty nice. It's not bad. Foam mattress or what's it called?
Oh my God! If you're gonna start talking about something, at least you're just staring at me like help.
No, I'm not.
Started talking about your dumb fucking sofa bed.
What's it called? The mattress.
You drown in it.
What's that mattress called?
Memory foam.
Oh, memory
foam.
My God. See, I forgot.
I can't believe you.
You would think I would remember memory foam. Get it?
We didn't plan that, folks. That's just the kind of nonsense that happens around here. Two comedians get together, a couple of microphones, and this is the kind of hilarity that ensues.
So we bought the sofa, what, last week? We got it last week, didn't we?
Stop asking me questions. You either, like, what? Who cares? So say last week. Well, what if it was the week before?
Like, why
I'm
lie?
Not you. I don't jump in like, I didn't know it was a Thursday before.
No. We got it. It was
keep
today.
Going.
Oh, no, wait. Today is Thursday. We got it Tuesday. We got it this week. No, we got it Monday.
Oh,
Monday.
I'm going to kill you. I don't care. No one cares. What does it matter?
Monday. It came Monday.
Well, now you're doing this.
No, for real. Period. Monday. So we didn't even take out the bed out of the sofa till Wednesday. We said, hey, let's take a look at this. You know, Wednesday, last night, took it out, really.
Let me just take it out. I just pulled it out.
Pulled it out, take it out, pull it out. What's the difference? Take it out. You know how many times.
No difference if you're Harvey Weinstein. Sorry, you let me right down that path. I could have not taken it.
That's my sweatshirt. You could have it. That's an old one.
You.
It's an old one.
Thank
so
you.
We pulled it out. Took it out.
Yes. And we're talking about a sofa bed, folks. If you're just joining us, don't get the wrong idea.
And, you know, there's certain pillows you move around, and Bonnie didn't know how to replace the pillows. It was like
one of those quizzes that you get where it's like you have to figure out. Yeah. Well, it had a weird shape to it.
Yeah.
But
part of it went over the armrest.
I know, but can I just
say
this?
And she put it upside down and backwards.
In the beginning, I put it upside down.
And backwards.
And backwards, just because, yeah, the it's not a sofa at this point. It's a bed, and you're just putting it down there to have so that hole is like whatever. I didn't know we were gonna put them back. I thought we're just seeing. Oh, how does it look? What's this about?
No, you didn't. You didn't know.
So I didn't do it purpose. Like I just threw it in there, knowing it was wrong.
Yeah.
And then the second time, I was like, there's a 50-50 shot that this will be right if I just turn it around. And then that was also wrong.
Yeah, okay, so let's
so
see.
It took me a couple tries, but you were, that was the happiest I've ever seen you.
Let me tell you.
Is when you realize that I'm dumb.
Well, no, this is how dumb she is. That, you know what, that was just, you weren't paying attention. I'm not going to give you dumb on that. I'm going to say you weren't paying attention.
What's the dumb one then?
Oh, well.
The plumber?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, our...
It's not dumb, it's just...
Wait, hold on, well, let's take their opinion.
Okay, everybody, if you've got a pen and paper, start taking some notes. We'd like to hear from you. Whose side are you going to be on? Are you Team Voss or Team McFarlane? This has to do with a plumber, a dishwasher, and a leaky roof.
Yeah. What day was it? Sunday or Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. No, Sunday. I don't know. What day?
I'm formulating my defense already.
What day was it?
Who cares, Rich? Just tell the story. So
you got to give details.
No, I come home. No, I am about to start dinner. Rich is having a frenzy. No, the alarm is going off.
Throughout the whole building, because it's connected together, all three buildings.
So
all the alarms.
That was because of us?
Yes. All alarms are connected.
Oh.
So I go downstairs. Water's pouring through our, you know, we're on the first floor. So above us is like the basement, the storage units. Water's pouring through the, where the light is, through the light socket down, and then where the alarm is, water's pouring
through right into the alarm.
And the basement is starting to flood, or the storage unit. Not flood, like, you know,
but
you
can't water's walk coming down.
Water's coming down, and it's coming down. So I'm like, oh, please don't let it be at my place, please. So I turn the water off. Another person that lives above us turned his water off. It stopped going after a while, dripping. Electricians came, took the alarm out. All the alarms went off, and plumber came, looked under, you know, he said, well, there's no water on your ceiling. Then it's coming from your place. Good point. So he looked under the, what do you call it? The dishwasher, right? And said, it's leaking.
I didn't know the alarm was connected because that alarm always goes off. So when that guy came, I was like, is that because... He must have thought I was an idiot because I was like, oh, have you figured out why the alarm's always going off? And he was like looking at me like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're.
Well, you are.
You just did it. So I think that's more of an idiot move than.
Well, hold on. So anyhow.
If that guy's listening, he's like, yeah, this girl's a fucking dumb dumb. But he doesn't know that.
He's saying do people go dumb dumb?
Yeah. Yeah. They do.
What
it's
people?
Still a thing.
What people go, oh, she's a dumb dumb? What people?
Have you ever sat the electrician around? The electrician said she's a dumb dumb. That I was wondering why he was looking at me like that. I didn't know that those two things were connected till now.
They looked under our dish. He said it was our dishwasher, Lincoln. So we had Sears, because Sears put a new motor in 2 weeks ago. So we thought maybe they didn't connect something. They came back and they said it's a pipe. You need a plumber yesterday. So I come home. Bonnie calls me. The guy gets on the phone, or it's a pipe. He leaves, and Bonnie
Rich,
said,
try to imagine. Bonnie like, said, somebody has to listen to this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not just the pleasure is not just you opening your mouth a bunch of times and letting words spill out. There's people at the other end of this person, however you do your accounting of the fans, but the there is somebody listening.
Yeah,
you've got to keep that in mind. You can't just be like pipe and the guy and the guy and I called and
no, that's not what
you
know, I was
tell
I'm
a
painting
story.
A picture. That's what
you're
I
you're not painting a picture.
I paint a picture.
You're painting a picture of someone who's sedated.
I'm not sedated at all.
And just coming out of a coma.
Okay, so. Anyhow, the plumber said some pipe. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
This is how you upgraded.
So, I get home to Bonnie. I'm looking at. I go, what pipe? Bonnie goes, oh, I don't know. He goes, get a plumber because the pipe is bad. Bonnie doesn't know what pipe. All you had to do is go, what pipe? Get it written down so I would know what pipe. to tell the plumber I need a new pipe. That pipe, obviously, it's the pipe that where the water from the comes into the.
Allie was barking, so I was dealing with Allie.
Oh, really? Because that's more important than finding out what pipe. For now on.
And I didn't want to get raped.
By asking him what pipe?
Me and a man, a strange man in my house.
Yeah, well, why then wear clothes?
And, I didn't want to.
Was he old or young? Was it the old guy that, the guy that always comes?
Young and he had an Irish accent.
Oh, it wasn't the guy that always comes. No. It was a different guy.
No. That's why I got a little flustered.
Why, he was good looking?
No, it wasn't the same man, and I didn't,
Was this guy good looking that came over?
He had a big penis, that's all I can tell you. I didn't even look at his face.
Why would you say something that dirty? That's dirty.
Well, because this is like where we're headed. I'm gonna get right in there.
No.
I took his cock and balls right in my mouth.
Ew.
He said, oh, lassie.
Why do you call you lassie?
Oh, that feels nice. I'm doing my Irish accent, which is... a lot of people only know the cliched Irish. I do something a little different.
What do you do?
It's not really Irish.
So did you have sex with him?
No. But he came. But I came back. He acted like I was an idiot, too. Which I was like,
if you know what
I go, he goes, it's not the dishwasher. I said, well, the other plumber said it was the dishwasher, and he goes, no, it's a corroded pipe. You need to get a new pipe, and then he left.
You know, if everybody thinks
you're an idiot, maybe take
what's
a look
that
at
saying?
Yourself.
What's the saying?
Maybe it's you.
No, but the other saying, there's a saying: if you know what I mean.
If everybody thinks you're an idiot, then maybe you're an idiot.
That's not the saying. There's a saying that I
don't know what you're getting at.
There's a saying that.
Okay, but once again, you are the opposite of a lawyer. Do you know that?
There's a saying that correlates. There's a saying that correlates with that. All right.
A lawyer never says anything that he doesn't know where it's going or what the answer is, and you—that's all you do. I'm gonna talk about a saying. I only know two words in it: if and if. You know the saying. It's got an if in the first part, an if in the second part.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Do you get it?
If a something, something, something. Not that. Then not, a something, something, something. Oh, there's no if in the second part. I made a mistake.
It's not if the shoe fits. Not that one. Whatever. People know what I'm talking about. See, that's what's good about.
Don't listen to sayings. Do not listen to sayings.
Why?
I listen to a saying. If his mouth dribbles, marry it. And look where it landed me.
That's a good saying. If his mouth dribbles. When I listen
I never listen to sayings anymore. Yeah. Fool me once.
you're real,
I'm
real.
On a roll. I can't stop giggling. It's stupid when you think of something funny and you start giggling before you say it. It's literally the most unprofessional thing you could do.
I know. I hate when I laugh after my bits. When I see a video and I laugh.
Well, how does the audience not know that's the first time you said it? If you genuinely, like, sometimes I'll genuinely laugh at stuff.
Sometimes I will. If I ad-lib something that's really funny, yeah, I'll laugh. But, you know, I mean, I did a show Saturday, half sober, mostly sober audience. And I did like an hour and 25 minutes and it was the best time. It was great. I recorded it. I'm almost ready to do my sixth album. So now you we're different. Like, we're different. Uh-oh. We pursue different parts of the entertainment business.
Oh my God. I know what you're doing. I know what you're going to bring up. I know what you're going to bring up. And you're saying, I didn't get this because I don't pursue that. Oh my God.
Are you crazy?
Oh my God.
You're crazy.
You were giving a disclaimer. You were like, my wife was featured in the Interro Bank. Now, that's not something that I aspire to.
That's not true because I've already been. No, I pursue writing comedy and doing comedy.
Oh my God.
What? Are you crazy?
You a disgusting person.
No, it does.
It really does.
There's a lot of other reasons that make me disgusting.
That's way up there.
No.
That's way up there.
I was leading into
now,
it.
No, I don't do... This is... I'm going to do an impression of Steven Spielberg's wife. I don't direct or I hate the Academy Awards. That's for me. That's where I'm at. But my husband, yeah. I got to say, he carved out a little niche for himself.
He did.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that documentary in a second.
Oh, my God.
It's O-M. There's a saying. What I'm saying is, when I go on the road and I'm, you know, like doing an hour and 25, that's really where my mind is. That's where I'm concerned.
And I just stay, I'm at home crafting my Twitter. I try to write 3 tweets a day. They usually take me about an hour and a half each. And then I edit for another hour. And then I choose one. I choose one of those tweets and I tweet it. So, yes, I have a lot of a smaller footprint comedically than Rich. But it is rewarding. And it's finally been rewarded.
Why?
I've been featured in the Interrobang.
As what, just you and your
it
tweets?
Says, get to know Bonnie McFarlane. I think it's a feature that they do every week. I try not to remind myself of that like a different comedian gets it every week.
Yeah, but Colin was featured in the New York Times for his tweeting. Maybe that'll lead to you.
The article does start off with, you already know Colin Quinn, now get to know Bonnie McFarlane.
Because it rhymes? Quinn Farland? Is that why they did that?
You know what rhyming means, right? Do you, what? You know the... What a rhyme is? Okay.
Why? A rhyme is, two words that sound alike.
You asked me what a pun was. 38 years in the business. And he asked me, last night he asked me what a pun was.
Well, they always say that's a pun. Like, because I don't do it.
This is the joke that you made. You go, I'm gonna go downstairs and watch a deuce in the toilet.
No, I got to watch my show. I'm watching Deuce.
Oh. I'm watching Deuce in the toilet.
Did I say that?
I said you. I go, you hate scatological.
Well, I don't
jokes.
I don't. No, I don't like you. Number two humor. I don't do that. Number two humor. Never do it. Never.
I don't like Plan B stuff. But
what's Plan B? Oh. If Plan A's not working, Plan B.
Well, you're number two. You only like number one jokes, right?
No, number two, like going to the bathroom. It's easy humor.
It's easy humor. Yeah, well, why'd you say it last night and then giggle like a fucking schoolgirl?
Because I was in bed. I don't do it on stage.
Oh, just in your free time?
Once in a while.
What kind of artist are you? Like, who are you? You know what I mean? It's like my convictions hold up all the way across the board.
So now they put 25 of your tweets. How many did you like that they put?
2.
That's it?
It was embarrassing slightly because you're like, oh, this doesn't look good. This doesn't seem good now. And like, I'm sure, like, and then I tried to be funny and I wrote by my husband's CD, you know, quoted it. And I think people didn't read the article. They just were like, who buys CDs anymore? You know, there's a lot
They're
of that.
Stupid.
What are CDs? You know.
This comic I was listening to on Sirius. You know, I think it's funny. Like, it's weird. He does like a CD or whatever he's done, and you can tell there's only like 12 people in the audience. And maybe, I don't know, that guy that was J.L. Calvin. Or remember the one that did the impression of Louis C.K.'s school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty funny comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever met him, but he's pretty funny. Like his stuff on Sirius.
Hey, we can't say your name because we don't know it.
J.L. Calvin.
You're getting a pretty good endorsement from a Mr. Richard Voss.
No,
here.
I think he's a funny dude. He's clever. I mean, he I don't know.
This is from a guy who can pun deuce. So
can what? I don't pun deuce. I don't do puns. Pun deuce. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck?
Do people out there, I don't know if they know what I know.
What?
Or they're, we just talked about that you did a pun about the word deuce.
Oh, pun deuce. I thought that was a word, pun deuce. Are you fucking stupid?
Why would you call me being stupid after that.
Because who would say the word punduce if it's not a word?
I said he just punned the word deuce.
No, you didn't. You said he punduced. That's why I'm going, what the fuck is that a new thing? I don't know.
Punduce.
Anyhow, this guy's funny. That's my plug. This guy, JL or JR. I think it's, no, JL.
Let's leave out your, you know what? Drop your second initial and just J.
Calvin.
Calvin.
Funny guy.
No, you heard it here first. Probably not here. You probably didn't hear it.
Well,
here first,
I like, but you know what? I don't watch specials, you know, Netflix, because I'm traveling. I don't like to. I don't like
traveling, which is like, what else are you doing but watching like Netflix and stuff?
I just watch 6 episodes of a documentary series on the mafia on Netflix. Pretty good.
Is that why when we went out for dinner the other night, you were, oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. What? We went, he came home from Texas and he was like, get your shoes on, darling, I'm taking you out for dinner.
Yeah, we went to a nice place.
So he goes, I want to go to that Grazio or whatever.
The Italian place. There was a
first of all, you've never.
I've been there once before.
It's never even been a suggestion, but all of a sudden yes, you wanted to go.
No.
I was like,
cause
okay.
Because you wanted to go to a regular pizza parlor, and I wanted to take you somewhere
first
nice.
First of all, anytime you say the word parlor, I want to fucking strangle you. I don't know what it is. It's something. It's too New Jersey for me. I can't.
Every time I want to take you to the pizza
place,
you want to go out for pizza, you wanted to go to that, you know, fucking, you know, regular, and I wanted to take you somewhere nice. That's what
I do. Okay, whatever.
A nice restaurant.
All right, so
that has more choices.
It doesn't matter. The point is, we went to that place.
Then tell them about what's surrounded by there and everything that's closed. Set it up.
Oh my God.
Set it
okay,
up.
So there's this one like strip mall that's completely empty.
Everything, all the stores, they closed years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
I mean, they do the Halloween store yearly in there.
Yeah, but they closed the body shop, Cost Cutters. Chinese restaurant,
like,
the laundromat. They closed them all.
Okay.
5 years ago. I haven't done anything with the
property.
And anytime
we drive past, Rich gets angry at it that they're wasting money. They couldn't get the rent.
They try to raise the rent. You know, they want to build, knock it down and build some kind of.
So they raise the rent to get everybody out. Now they haven't done anything with it.
And
he's like, it's just sitting there wasting money. It makes you so angry. But there's one lone business in there, and it's the Pizza Graziano's
or something.
Graziano's. So first of all, our waiter is maybe 20, 19.
No,
he's a young kid.
21.
And he comes by, and then Rich is like, oh, what? Now I got to try to remember exactly. Because you leaned back in your chair and you were like, oh, how come you guys didn't get out? And then he was like, what? And he goes, yeah, all the businesses are gone. You guys still here. What's that about? And the guy was like, I don't know. I just started working here like 6 yeah. months ago, so I'm not sure. And then I don't know what you were trying to get. Like, why were you starting that conversation with him? But now I see. Now I know. Then you start telling me I'm making fun of you for asking the kid that. Like, why would you?
Maybe that's some inside info.
Yeah. Then you were like, I bet you that this is a mob place.
Connected.
You start saying,
they're probably
I bet
connect.
This is a mob place.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you ask the kid?
It was probably.
Hey, Tiny in the back. You know, tell him Rich Voss is here.
So,
but it's because you watched the documentary. But you're like, any normal person would be like, oh my God, I can't stop thinking about this because I watched the documentary and I'm an idiot.
No.
Not you. You're like, hey, what happened to the other places around here?
No, huh? they probably.
How come you guys didn't cave under the enormous pressure of a big business? Because it could be. Because the Godfather has something to do with this. Huh?
Yeah. Because the company that owns that probably said, you know, close everybody down. And they went into that place and they go, we're not closing down. And, you know, hey, we'll stay here. And then when you know.
By the way, the food was terrific there.
It's unbelievable.
I saw no sign of any, no evidence of any kind of mob activity.
It's in the back. It's never in the front. It's always in the back. I was watching this mob documentary, and they shadowed someone's faces. You know, some people.
Two faces?
No.
They shadowed someone's face?
No, some of the people they interviewed, their faces for, you know.
Correct, yes.
So there's one guy, he had to be 500 pounds.
Oh, right? They shadowed his face.
Like no one did. Like, of course they knew who the fuck it was. We shadowed his face. They heard his voice and he's 500 pounds.
You think that's little man Tate? I think it is.
Like, who the fuck is he kidding?
Little man Tate lost a little weight last month. I don't know if that's him.
Little man what?
Tate. I don't know.
That's not a mob
name. It's not.
Little man Tate? It sounds like a stomach virus.
It just came to me and I went with it. Because I'd already used tiny, so I couldn't go back to that. You know, I should have.
Well, I bet you that place has a little bit of, you know, they had the best.
Give me a mob name then.
Huh? Frankie?
But the joke is that they always have fat guys with like that are like named Slim and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my joke.
Little man Tiny.
Not Frankie.
Tiny.
You never, the whole time I was doing it at the restaurant, you didn't get what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. What do you think? I don't get humor?
No, I honestly think there's a huge disconnect between us, and I'm just starting to see it in the last like couple of years that.
No.
That you don't get me at all.
I do get you. I laughed at your tweet, the one that, you know, you tweeted the other day. I thought it was funny. Although people put me involved in that tweet, I just want to say I had nothing. I don't get involved with Bonnie's tweets. I just go, that was funny. You know, I mean.
Oh, my God. It's just a fucking joke, everyone.
I know. People get so upset over it. I get so, so upset. I did a... radio yesterday. I was so out of it, but fucking Bennington. Well, first of all, I did Norton and Sam, and what's his name came in. God, is he a fun guy? Who's the guy that was married to Arquette?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
I don't know. Frankie?
No. He was a good guy.
Tiny?
No.
Slim?
Fun guy to do radio with. It was a fun time the whole time in there. You know, they talked about whatever. Doesn't matter. Just a fun guy. I'm just saying that. And then I did Bennington, but I had no. My stomach was killing me so much. But Bennington was saying how fucking brilliant you and Raina are. Raina was doing impressions.
Oh, before I always had to be attached to a Rich Voss. Now I've always got to be attached to a Raina.
No,
I'd never be my own person in this business.
You were in that tweet. I didn't read the article yet. I'm gonna have to go to the entire bag.
That's fine.
I'm gonna,
don't worry about it.
Do you want me to repost it? I got a lot of followers. Okay. Raina was doing impressions.
I totally appreciate the thing from the Interrobang, but I don't hold out hope that this is the thing that's gonna turn it all around for me.
I think it will. So we watch
this. She's gotta get that article into the right hands.
And now we're watching the Law and Order.
Oh, speaking of stuff on, people should go see that video.
What video? Oh, the kid.
The kid that makes those videos.
What's his name?
I don't know if he's a kid. Johnny Fatsack.
On Twitter?
On Twitter. At Donka Dewballs. And there's like an underscore after Donka and Dew.
That's his name?
Donka Dewballs.
I blocked. He's funny. This guy makes some good videos.
He should make us a video every fucking week.
And we, you know, we got to send it to Rob to put behind the wall. You know what? Here's the deal. Let's tell this guy. He sends us a video.
Okay, this is Rich just thinking out loud into the microphone.
No, I'm gonna say.
Don't expect this to ever happen. Okay, go ahead.
He sends it to
Balls.
Sends it to our email.
Yes.
Then we send it to Rob to put behind the wall.
Yeah.
So. The public.
I like, though, that you even broke down how we're going to get, like.
But how's this kid going to get famous through Twitter?
But I'm gonna tweet him to send it to the email? How should I get that?
I'm telling him right now.
Oh, if you're listening to the podcast, send it to our email, rich@richvoss.com.
One S.
Okay. Then we're going to take that, send it to Rob at Riotcast.
And he'll put it behind the wall.
Rob's going to send it to his assistant. Okay. His assistant is going to swear. Fucking Rob is always making me fucking work so hard.
I don't think he has an assistant.
He must.
No.
He doesn't do all this shit himself. He's got like 20 fucking podcasts. Then it's going to go behind the wall. I'm just saying that's the chain of events as I see it. This is how normal people would do it. Do you know how? They go, you know what? We're going to put this behind the wall, everybody. This is going to go behind the wall. They'd save all the like.
No. No, because I'm
going to open it. I'm going to get my computer. I'm going to charge it. I'm going to open my computer.
No, you can.
I'm going to put in my password. I'm going to get into my Gmail. Okay.
I don't have Gmail. I have my own.
Sorry.
I have my own domain. rich@richfoss.com. I don't use Gmail. Oh, but.
What?
I got to set up a Gmail account for something.
Okay, good. Yeah, let's talk about it. This is exciting stuff.
And also, I need to know how to...
We're almost done.
No, we're not.
I believe we are.
We only did 28 minutes.
Oh, fuck me.
No. What I need to know is how to boost on Facebook my plugs. But I do know how to boost it. I just... Because it says how to boost it.
He's talking about his social media, everybody, if you just tuned in.
But I need to know how to target certain areas.
Boost his blogs. What kind of podcast is it? No, we're talking about social media with Richard Voss. He's if we could get some calls coming in here, how to boost his plugs.
No, but only in certain markets. I want to.
Boost it in certain markets.
When
let's
I'm
say he's
market,
going to Albany.
I want to target,
he wants to boost target. In Albany. You see what I'm saying, folks? Places where people could drive to the show, so those ads will directly affect them.
Yeah, I'm in the Arlington Draft House Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday is at Arlington Draft House. Arlington, how do you boost those plugs?
Yeah, boost in the Arlington area. But by the time people listen to this, it'll be too late.
I'm sorry.
What?
I can't. This is not my life.
Oh,
this
brother.
Cannot be my life. Oh, my God. You honestly, you don't think of yourself when you're young as getting old. And, like, I'm still going to be fucking trying to fill rooms at the Arlington Draft House.
No, because I'm doing a door deal. I want to.
Boost those plugs. I got to boost my plugs.
If I'm working there, I might as well make money.
I got to boost my plugs.
What's that show?
It's time to boost my plugs. True TV.
No, there's another
True
show.
True TV, boost my plugs.
No.
So we go around and we show people with different businesses how to maximize their business.
I told Bennington that we're going to make the movie like that guy, Steve Coogan, about you.
Richard!
What?
Richard!
We're talking about movies. Yesterday, we talked about movies. And I said how funny those guys are.
No, stop it. You didn't watch them.
I've seen other stuff he's done. You don't think I've seen other stuff he's done?
I've seen all three movies.
Whoa.
Steve Coogan is like, I dream about him in this, like, a way that if I met him, we would connect. He'd get me. Like, I think he would get me. He'd understand. And
would you leave me for him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For Steve Coogan? Yes. Yes. Because he's like.
Do it in Sarah's voice.
I love you, Steve Coogan. I just do. He's so great. Ah, Stevie.
So, and we're big fans of Sarah. So, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
She helped us out with our documentary.
God forbid I fucking. Do an impression of another female comic. Oh. Or is it that she's a woman or that she's successful? Which one scares you the most, Rich?
That I want.
Oh, you did your joke, Sarah.
Oh, no.
Sarah.
Not because she's a woman. That never.
I might be married to this cunt, but I don't. I know. I'm not involved. You didn't hear me laughing at that.
I'm the one who told you to do it.
And then you were, the whole time I was doing it, you were like, no. You were shaking your head. Stop.
No.
Because
I didn't think it was that close.
Louis C.K. tweet. People think I had something to do with that.
I don't care. Do you really think I care? I did a funny tweet that you said, go ahead and do it. And you yelled into that, and the lines went way
well,
up.
Well, that's why, and you know, I need a real board operator, you know, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not constrained by normal societal rules.
So, Steve Coogan, what did I see that I liked his? Well, what was a serious
First
movie?
First of all, don't make me tell you what my lover did that you might have seen.
Didn't we see the one movie where the guy fell and died on the fence? Remember, he fell out of a building and landed through a fence. We started cracking up. It was a comedy. We went to the movies and saw it. What
Hot
the fuck?
Fuzz?
Yeah.
That's not Steve Coogan.
Oh, yes, it is.
No.
It's not?
Oh, brother.
Okay, what was the one we saw? He did a...
Shut up.
What was the serious movie? The serious movie.
It's making me love him more and you less, this conversation.
Then let's keep it going.
Love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
What's the serious movie we saw? What was the serious one?
What?
The serious movie he made that we liked.
Wilhelmina or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
He was up for an Oscar.
Wasn't that Dench?
Say it one more time.
Dench.
Oh, it's a tough one for you, huh? Judy Dench.
I think she's great.
Dench?
No, really?
Dench?
Really? I had some saliva. She's great.
Look, mock yourself. You know why? It's not going to get any better.
I block people.
People are not... Yeah, well, people are not going to stop. People are not going to stop about your small hands. They're not going to stop about the drooling. They're not going to stop about making fun of your hats and your fucking... tattoos.
I got good tattoos.
Who makes fun of my tattoos?
I got nice hats.
Tattoo. The plane. What's that guy's name? Tattoo.
Oh, boy. Puns.
just flying through my head here, folks.
So, yeah, we're going to do a movie like theirs. We're going to.
You know what?
What?
You know what? I'm not telling you anything anymore because you don't even know what you're... You're just babbling away. By the way, I throw facts in the air just that are wrong. Just because I know you're going to go out later and tell them to people.
No.
Yes. No. And you don't know which things I'm telling you are wrong.
Is that true?
Yep. I do it.
Well, aren't you just... whatever. I'm sorry.
You've never one time been like, does that seem right? Google. No. Never.
Why would I tickle somebody?
Is that how you tickle? Google.
Okay, so what else can we talk about? We got 10 minutes still. And we're only at 35 fucking minutes. It seems like hours, doesn't it? We should keep them tighter.
Listen, we were onto something and you're looking very fit, by the way. Thin and fit.
Yeah, it's because I can't get off the toilet because of my fucked up stomach.
It's working.
Colonoscopy on Tuesday.
I hate to say it, and... I don't mean it in the way that you think, but you love colonoscopies. I've never seen a man more excited to go get a colonoscopy.
I'm not fucking excited. I'm not going to be able to eat.
You were already talking about you said, Sunday night, let's go out for dinner. I can't eat on Monday.
After a certain amount of time.
You're already planning.
Yes.
The last time, which was what, 2 weeks ago, that you had to go get some...
procedure, yeah.
And then you couldn't eat. It was like the whole day I was like, I can't take it anymore. It's all you talked about. Well, I guess I'll get some nuts ready.
But we're going to go back to that Italian restaurant Sunday night. I already have it in my head planned. That chicken parm was the best I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
But I know when I go back.
I'm bringing the wine. It's a bring your own.
So you're the only one who drinks, so just bring a wine cooler. You know,
just bring one bottle. Could I get this open, please?
Wait, but do you have to pay? You're going to have to pay
$2 probably or something.
Oh, it's probably about 20.
I don't know. Let me ask. I know a few people over there.
Look
it
up.
You know what I mean? I'm going to. Let me talk to my dad. See if he could maybe do something about the corking fee. Okay.
What are you doing?
You come, you ask me this on the day of my daughter's wedding. About the corking fee. You're asking me about a corking fee.
You don't go to Vegas and talk to Mo Green about the corking fee. All right. You get the cannolis and I'll get the corking fee. We're doing all stuff from The Godfather, but we're throwing in corking fee.
I stopped because I realized I don't know anything else from the past that point.
Fredo, you're my brother, and I love you. You're going to have to pick up the corking fee. I can keep going.
Great.
I know.
Hashtag corking fee, everybody. If you want to play along, get onto your Twitters and start tweeting lines from anyone. We'll take any one of the three Godfathers, except the second one. And
no, the third one. Not the third one. The second one. The first and second one are the best.
Oh, okay.
I'm smart. I'll get the corking fee.
There we go. Hashtag corking fee. Let's do it. This is going to be a lot of fun. I love social media.
Let's think of some more.
No.
Why?
I'm not a dude. I don't like this bullshit stupidness. I also hate, would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? These questions are dumb. That dudes
fucking, I come
do
in the house yesterday. Bonnie talks to her friend, you know, 3-4 times a week. She has, you know, certain friends at certain times. She talks to Steph in the morning, Marina in the mid-afternoon, you know, and Lynn scatters with Lynn with different times. But the most intense ones are with Stephanie. Those are her most tense conversations. And let me tell you.
Well, because I don't think Stephanie likes you. So when I'm talking to her on speaker.
Why doesn't she like me?
I don't know.
Because of the vagina bit I did? The vagina bit?
She'll be like, I heard your husband on Sirius. He was talking about how gross vaginas are.
That's one dirty bit. I got so many clever bits. That's the one she hears.
And then she'll be again, like, she'll send me another, like, screenshot of, it'll be like, it'll say, like, Rich Voss, you know, dirty kikes or something. You know? I couldn't think of something.
Call her on speakerphone. Let me ask why she doesn't like me.
No.
Why?
She's not. Come on. It's not.
I think she likes me. We had dinner that night.
She doesn't spend enough time with you to, like, understand, like, you're not to be feared. You're more to be mocked. You know what I mean? She hasn't come to that thing yet.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, in the beginning, a lot of people are like, ooh, I'm scared of Rich Voss. Then you realize, oh, you get over that hump and you're like, this guy's a fucking whack I do. And anyway, so yeah, so whenever you come in, you start talking, I get tense, I get scared. I'm like,
why do you get
oh,
scared?
He's joking. You know, I start doing that, like saving you from, you know.
Don't save me.
Oh, don't listen to him, Steph. Well, okay, bye bye, honey. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, look. First of all, I think we get along great. I only met her once or twice. We had dinner. Remember across the street from the Improv that night?
Right.
I didn't eat. I came by. I stopped by.
Right.
I stopped by. I did a cameo.
No, she's super nice. She's,
yes.
Yeah, she's very funny, very smart, but I do feel some tension there. I don't. It could be just my own making.
How come you don't talk to the other girl?
What's the other girl?
The writer, the one that, you know, you got. She came when we were in LA and you guys had beers and stuff.
Susie?
And yeah.
Oh, no, I talked to her. I talk to her all the time. But she's really, really political, like in a way that's, she can't stop herself from talking to me about stuff that I don't know anything about.
Send it over my way.
She would like to argue with you about it. I'm always like this.
Argue.
Oh, God. When's it going to end? I know.
I would agree with
her. It's so awful. Oh, he did what? That's so gross. That's all I say.
I would agree with her on this
one. When's he going to be impeached? This is all I say to people that...
You know, even whatever, I don't want to get
every more day. It's like, whoa, is today the day?
I wonder if I should drive to DC in a day or at night.
That's you know, it's good when
what
you I think what we're trying to get people is just like a slice of our lives, right?
That's what our movie's gonna be.
That's what it's gonna be called. A Slice of Our Lives. What's the plot of the movie? Have you thought about it?
Well, no, let's talk about you and Stefan. Like, they'll talk for hours. Thank God. Not thank God. That's, I can't say that. They did a whole Harvey Weinstein documentary on the phone, you and Steph, the other day. You must have talked.
We compared some of the articles that we'd read and what's you know, is it brave to come out after the fact? I'm not sure. You know, he basically admitted, yeah, it was a fucking piece of shit pig. I'm going to rehab. And then people were like,
you know what?
Then like 8,000 actresses came out. And also,
his wife left him.
But can I tell you something that happened? So this is the funny thing that happened. So Stephanie and I were retelling our harass stories. And they were making me laugh, which I know is not right. So I do know that about myself. It's not a good reaction. But there was this one that made me laugh where I went into this bar, and this guy, who at the time was pretty high up at Comedy Central, was there at the bar. And it was like a place where like a lot of people hung out in LA and comedians and stuff. And, he, you know, so he chatted to me like, hello, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, can I buy you a drink? And I was like, oh, I was going to get a martini. Like I was felt weird that he'd have to pay for an expensive drink. He goes, it's fine. You know, whatever. So ordered a martini. And then he goes, do you want to go out maybe this weekend? And I go, oh, I don't think that'd be a good idea. He goes, pay for your own fucking martini then. That happened right as the martini game. I'm like, could I get this knocked down to a lower?
Well, that's good timing on his half, on his behalf. That's great timing. He's probably done that a million times.
It really pissed me off at the time. I was like, what a
can I say his name?
Bag.
I know who it is.
No.
Fuck him.
I mean, because you know why? It's not that terrible. I mean, that's just like, that's not like sexual harassment. That's just a fucking douchebag.
I wrote him some jokes for a roast once.
That guy?
Yeah.
He's not a comedian.
I know, but he was on a roast.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And anyways, but Stephanie had a terrible story about that same person.
Let's move on before people guess.
How are they going to guess? I've described a man at a bar, undisclosed location in Los Angeles.
You said what company he worked for?
He worked, what did I say, Comedy Central? Or
he's pretty high up.
I said two companies that he's worked for.
But it's not, I could say who it's not when you're guessing, because he's a friend of ours. It's not Lou. So don't.
Oh my God.
He's our friend.
You're so fucking crazy.
Why am I crazy?
Because you're now attaching your friend's name to a story.
Oh, even well, I'm saying it's not.
I know, but
I didn't say his last name.
Oh my God. You're so crazy.
I just want people to know.
I'm gonna
say who it's not.
I know, but we'll just say who it's not until they can figure out who
it's
it
not the
is.
Gay guy that worked there, that used to work there too. I forget his name.
No, a gay guy wouldn't do that.
The blonde hair guy. He was
stop up.
Want me to tell you a good Comedy Central story that happened to me? I don't know if I ever told this on this podcast. So this is when Premium Blend was. So they gave me, I did a couple of things already for Comedy Central. And I heard Lauren something was running the place then. Do you remember her, Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren.
Not Gray, was it Gray?
No.
No.
Who's there was Lauren? A Lauren Gray too, but she was
She
like,
was nice. Yeah. Lauren Gray, I liked Lauren Gray. Whatever.
Lauren Correo?
Yeah, 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 something like that. So I'm doing Premium Blend. Yes. They give me Premium Blend.
Yes.
So they're shooting.
That's a TV show. Or
yeah, back then.
Back then, back in the day.
So they're shooting. They're shooting our specials in New York.
Okay.
Mark Curry, hanging with Mr. Cooper. Remember hanging with Mr. Cooper?
No.
You don't remember that TV show?
No.
Well, anyhow, Mark Curry, famous sitcom actor, comedian, was shooting an hour special. Now, they had a warm-up guy that was doing all the warm-ups, but Mark wanted me to do his warm-up.
Ooh.
Because he goes, I want somebody edgier so I could be.
Ah.
Now, the night before, I was at Caroline's with him working. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was there. Lauren?
Correo.
Yes. I don't know if she was there. I don't think so. But I had a bad set. I had a bad set at Caroline's that night. Just not great. But anyhow, so the next night, for the warm-up.
You know what? I've never heard you say you had a bad set. So now, honestly, I don't know if it was like really in the toilet.
No, I don't know if I was dirty or just trashed it or said fuck you to the people. You know, whatever. Well, it could have been anything. I mean, this was years ago. So.
But it wasn't a train wreck.
No. So.
But uncomfortable.
So the next night I'm doing a warm-up. Jack Cohen did the first special. Funny guy. And it was the same audience. They kept the same audience. So
yeah,
I guess they were
so packed so far. Even I don't know the comedians.
You don't know Jack Cohn? He was like
the
head writer.
I mean, I do know who he was. He was the head writer of The Tonight Show for a long time. But
He was.
I didn't know him as a stand-up, really. I mean, I knew he did it, but I didn't know he was like doing hours.
Oh, yeah, I used to do 1 hour. I don't know if it was hours or half an hour. It was probably hour. No, it was half an hour. Whatever the fuck it was.
Okay.
No, but they were. So anyhow, I think they keep the same audience. I don't remember. I go up and I do what. You know, I do the warm-up for Mark Curry, and it went great. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't clean. I wasn't filthy. I was just whatever I was doing back then 15 years ago. Then all
this
of a sudden,
longer than 15 years ago. I guarantee you, what's his face was not doing a half hour 15 years ago.
Who?
Either one of those guys that you mentioned. This had to be 25 years ago.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
It was 16 years ago.
It had, okay, go
they
ahead.
Were just coming out with half an hour. That's why. They just started doing them. So that's why they were doing them.
Okay.
Okay, this was probably the first run or second run of half an hour. So they were using bigger acts back then.
Okay.
Don't question me when I'm telling
you. I'm
your story.
Thinking about it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to come up.
I don't. They weren't
a lot longer.
No, because Comedy Central wasn't doing hours back then. So I
no, I'm not questioning the half hour or the hour. I'm questioning that, you know, that you've got the timeline of 15 years
okay,
ago.
At the most,
we've been married for 12 or 13 years. So 13. 15 years ago, we knew each other. That's
almost okay. 17 at the most. 17 years.
No, ago. It had to have been 20, 25 years.
No,
ago.
It wasn't 25.
Okay, all right.
18.
All right.
Let's say 18 or 19.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll settle at 19. I'll settle at 19.
19 years ago. So I do the warm up. Then I get a call from my manager at the time. They said, they took away Premium Blend from you. You're not doing it. And I go, why? They go, I don't know. Oh, they go, Lauren doesn't like you or something.
Oh, boy.
Lauren doesn't like you.
Wow.
I don't know where she saw me, but Lauren didn't like me. So anyhow, Lauren, a couple years later, leaves Comedy Central. And Joanne, who did like me, so we're giving Richard Premium Blend. We're giving Voss Premium Blend. And she said that to a guy that was running him at the time. I forget his name. And he said, I thought we don't like him. And she said, we like him now. And he said, okay. So that lady didn't like me for some reason. And most likely it was a valid reason, you know. And then I did Premium Blend. That was my Comedy Central story.
Terrific.
But it's funny how they go, I thought we don't like him. The guy said, I thought we don't like him. And Joanne said, no, we do like him. He goes, oh, okay. That's how show business works. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know if we needed all the setup that we got for that. Although it was nice. It was, you know, it brought us to 12-12, which is where we leave off. Thank you so much, Rich, for coming by. Enjoy the rest of your day. I gotta go do some heavy duty grocery shopping.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom for my third time today.
Then, I won't do poop jokes, but I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it a lot in a serious nature. I'm not gonna do jokes about it.
Oh God, do I hate your face?
What's marriage like? Well, a man says I hate your face once a day.
So. Anyhow, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Arlington Cinema Draft House, November 6th, Monday, November 6th, Would You Bang 'Em? Go to the Comedy Cellar website under reservations and find out how you can fucking get a reservation.
You're gonna put a link on your website. So just tell people to go to your website.
No, I don't know how to put a link on my website.
You don't?
No, I mean...
Well, why can't you do it?
I could send it to my web
guy.
Yeah,
just get Kate to send it to the web guy.
All right.
To put it on there.
And then it's going to clog up my website.
Oh, is it? Oh, are we going to sell tickets? Yes. Oh, that's clogging. Okay.
Well, go to the Comedy Cellar website, get your tickets there, and then...
Would you bang them? November 6th. I'm going to wear that dress you bought me, though it's ridiculous. No. I'm going to wear it as a joke. As
sexy
a joke.
Dress. Go behind the wall. Pretty soon we're going to have some videos up there from that kid.
Okay, bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.